I've had the amazing blessing of being raised by two God-loving people. Mum and Dad have been strong role models in their daily Bible study, impromptu prayers in times of need, and just generally faith in action. They loved and served individuals who might otherwise be socially marginalised. Those with learning difficulties, mental health issues, single parents, and kids from a local council estate. Their ongoing behind-the-scenes service continues to be a real inspiration to me now. My personal Christian faith began on Easter Day 1994, aged just 5. Something clicked. The love of God and what he did for me by sending his son Jesus to die on the cross for my sins. I sat alone on my bed with my children's Bible open and said a really simple sorry prayer, and I asked the Holy Spirit to come into my heart. Of course, my understanding was as basic as it possibly could be at that time. As I grew older, I learned more about God through reading the Bible, attending a youth group, and going to various Christian camps. There were times during worship I was just overcome by God's love for me. I prayed that my life would somehow bring him glory. Despite these mountaintop experiences, I often lacked the confidence to tell friends about the gospel message I knew to be true. But when I was 15, after taking a baptism course, I decided I'd be bolder and I asked them all along to my baptism, a chance to give a testimony of God's goodness in my life. Unfortunately, at 18, things weren't as dandy. I began dating a guy who wasn't a Christian. And from that point on, although we broke up, my life was polluted with a degree of hypocrisy, and my Christian witness was really poor, to be honest. 6 days of the week, I'd mainly just be fun-seeking, and then on Sunday, I'd go to church and half-heartedly seek God. This lack of integrity caused a sense of unease, but I carried on anyway. In the year before I started med school, I lived with a Christian couple in Nepal, a plastic surgeon and a GP working for a charity called INF. I gained medical experience in a leprosy hospital and volunteered at the local international primary school. In the ensuing summers, I worked and travelled in Southeast Asia, Vancouver, Central America and Cape Town. Throughout this time, I saw church done in lots of different ways. From a tent in Burundi to a repurposed nightclub in Cape Town. I was connecting with God's people throughout this time, but I wasn't really connecting with God in any meaningful way. After getting myself into a mess with another broken relationship, it dawned on me that my happiness was fragile because it was perched on the wrong things. Also, it was clear that my sin had been a barrier to God. I needed to repent and fully place my trust in him, a firm foundation. Around this time, I was blessed by the friendship of a lovely couple who kind of adopted me at Belmont Baptist in Exeter. The friendship brought a sense of accountability, and gradually I got more back on track with my Christian walk. The next year, I moved to Taunton for my first job as a junior doctor and enjoyed some really wonderful fellowship with new Christian friends I made there, in the hospital and at church. I thank God for that time, which had the potential to be really stressful, but instead I can look back on it fondly. On another memorable Easter day in 2015, I met Sam. We are happy that God has brought us together in marriage and given us two precious children. To be honest, the challenge of keeping our relationship and parenting God-centred looms large. However, we can see that coming into church membership is a mature step to take, and we'd like to be in it together with the church family here. To end, here's a verse of encouragement from Deuteronomy 31, verse 8. The Lord himself goes before you and will be with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged.